Michael Pryor joins us from the Fremantle Dockers. They've got Richmond, of course, tomorrow at the MCG. G'day to you, Michael.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're well. Where do we find you this morning?
Just in the hotel room, mate, looking out over Albert Park here in Melbourne. Nice sunny day, so can't complain.
What do Fremantle get up to today?
I think the players went down to the St Kilda bars this morning, a bit of a walk in and out of the hot and cold stuff. Well, the coaches had a sleep in.
Fair enough, and a good way to spend the morning as well. I'd like to get your thoughts on Lachie Neale. 100 games for him. He's been so influential in so many contests for the Dockers. It's a terrific effort for him.
Yeah, it's a fantastic effort. I think Lachie was around pick 58, I think, in the draft. So, yeah, really good effort for him. You know, best and fairest last year, really becoming an elite mid in the competition. So he's had to work really hard. Early days, he had a lot to work on in his game, but he's put his head down, his bum up, and he's got to where he is today, and, you know, because he was prepared to do that work. So, a very good player, and can still get better in my eyes.
Morning, Mick. Shane Woden. Mate, well done last week. One thing that really impressed me, and you would be really impressed with your particularly small defenders last week on the job they had to do with Essendon's mosquito fleet. Pretty much, again, looking for the same sort of result, because we know Richmond's small forward line is really impressive with Castagna, Rioli and Butler and the pressure they put on. So, again, another big jobs for your small backs today.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. That was a bit of a focus of ours going into the game because we know that they were dangerous and that they're really quick, some of those guys. So I think we held them, you know, four of their small forwards to two goals between them. So, you know, if you go into a game and you're able to do that, you obviously come out the other end really pleased. So, and Richmond are exactly the same. Some of their small forwards and, you know, Butler's got real pace. Rioli's an excitement machine. So there's a few guys there that are similar to what we had to face last week. So hopefully we can get it done 2 weeks in a row and maybe just curtail the talls a little bit. Obviously, Rewalt's a real key up there and he's in some pretty good form. So it's going to have to be a bit of a team approach towards him as well.
Michael, Mark Duffield, what's your team approach to Dustin Martin? Do you go head-to-head with him midfield? Do you allocate Connor Blakely to him, or do you have a different plan for him for when he's in the midfield and when he goes forward, which you'll obviously do a fair bit of both if previous games are any indication?
Yeah, I think you could run with him, obviously, but he does flip forward a fair bit. So then you got to decide whether your midfielder goes down and plays full back on him or whether he hands over. And I think in the past we've sort of taken him on a little bit and had strategies for him when he's been in the midfield, and then strategies and matchups for him when he's gone forward. So, but what we've seen, he's probably playing a little bit more forward than what he has, and you know, even in the game last week. First 10 seconds into the game, he flipped forward with Caddy, so we're expecting a fair bit of that, and whoever gets the role on him tomorrow is going to be really important for us.
Michael Pryor, one of the assistants at the Fremantle Dockers, is our guest on Sports Talk, 17 minutes past 11 o'clock. Michael, question on our text line from Ryan of Donnybrook. Is Daniel Pearce coming back into the Fremantle lineup a backward step? He loves what the Dockers have been doing with the young kids. Can you talk us through to the decision to bring Daniel back in?
Oh, I don't think it's a backward step. Obviously, Daniel went out with some form early in the year. He's missed a little bit of footy, but what he did was go back and he produced the best on-ground performance playing for Peel last week. So he's earned his... And he's, you know, travelled with us a couple of times and not played. We could have left him at home and to play with Peel, but, you know, if someone does come out of your side, you want someone that's going to come in and play their role. So I think in that term and attitude and all that sort of thing, what he's done has been fantastic. And then on top of all that, to put the performance on the board last week down at Peel, that's why he's got his spot back. So, you know, we keep monitoring these guys and, you know, form, if they play well, we reward form, which I think we've been pretty consistent in doing that.
Mick, what's the key ingredient today to beating Richmond? We know, you can confirm with me, they probably ranked top two with front half turnover. They've certainly improved their team defence this year compared to last. So certainly your back half movement will be really important on the bigger deck.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's something that we have improved, obviously, from last year where it was a pretty major issue for us. This year hasn't really been an issue at all. So a lot of the things that we were trying to do and work on last year are sort of coming into play this year for us. So we know Richmond are really good when they win the games. They turn the ball over in their front half a lot and are able to score, and that's a bit to do with their small forwards and the pressure and their pace. So, but we've been pretty good at moving that ball outside of our D50 and back half this year. So it's going to be a test for us up against one of the best, you know, at turning it over. So as I said, mate, it's really important. So if we want to mess around with it and down there, we're going to get caught and stuck in, and they're going to score against us. So hopefully we just continue the way we've been going and move the ball pretty quickly out of our back half.
Michael, we saw Michael Walters go midfield last week with really good effect and was one of the factors that changed the game against Essendon. And Harley Ballack, who Daniel Pearce comes in for, has been used probably primarily forward, I reckon, in the games he's played. So it raises the question, what do you do with Daniel Pearce today? Do you slot him back into the role he used to play so much for you before, where he was mainly in the midfield, or does he go forward a little bit and release Walters into the midfield again?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. Obviously, Daniel can play forward. I think Daniel will play forward and he'll play on the wing, and you know, Ed Langer might play a bit more forward and play wing as well. But touching on the Walters midfield thing last week, you're absolutely right. But in the second half, I think we kicked 12 goals, 8 in the second half, and Michael Walters didn't kick a goal for us last week. So I think from that point of view, it's really pleasing that he was able to go in there, and I think he had 26 touches himself. And for us to do what we did in the second half without relying on Sonny to kick all those goals for us is really pleasing. So, yeah, Daniel will play both midfield and wing. Wing and forward tomorrow.
Michael, appreciate your time. Best of luck tomorrow. The early game, 11 o'clock our time here in the West against the Tigers. Go well at the MCG.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Good on.